It is time for us to check sports, and what a night for the National Football Championship, the NCAA. I woke up this morning because I didn't see the game last night because it started too late for me. I woke up this morning and I had to double check what I saw in front of me. And what I saw in front of me was Georgia defeating TCU 65-7. You heard right, 65-7. It was obviously a mismatch. I don't think there's ever been a national championship score like that, not at least in the modern era. And in that game alone, the Georgia quarterback, Stetson Bennett, was responsible for 6 touchdowns in his final game. And that means that Georgia has won back-to-back national championships. Now, last year, of course, was a nail-biter, but this year, it was just a beatdown, an old-fashioned rear-end whooping. The quarterback was 18 of 25 through the air for 304 yards and 4 passing touchdowns, while he ran in 2 touchdowns. Now, you have to look at the score and say, wow, did they run it up? I'm looking at the highlights here. It was out of control at the first half. In the second half, on the first drive that they had, TCU stopped. That was the first time they stopped Georgia since the game began, and the first drive of the second half. 45-7 at that point. So if they wanted to run it up, it would have been 90-whatever. It's an embarrassment for TCU. It's also an embarrassment for the way they select the teams. This was obviously a mismatch, a terrible mismatch. You feel sorry for the athletes, for TCU. But it is what it is. And there's not much you can do about it once the game is being played, because you can't tell the football players not to play. You just can't. In the NFL, the NFL team official has put the blame on the league executives over the Bills-Bengals warm-up report. That happened during, of course, that Monday night game. One of the unanswered questions is how could the players be told they had 5 minutes to warm up again? It was reported by ESPN during the game. The league said no. Well, an anonymous high-ranking team official from one of the teams at the game gave credit to NFL Chief Football Administrator Don Aponte in an interview for being the middleman between the coaches and the referees and those who were making decisions, the league command center in New York City. The official said there was no way the teams were going to play again and described the effort to get the game suspended that night for good from the ground up. Quote, the league did not cancel the game, end quote, the team official told ESPN. The Bills and the Bengals canceled the game. The teams canceled the game. The official added that once the ambulance left the field with Hamlin, quote, it was crystal clear from everybody's perspective that the game could not go on, end quote. So that's the truth about that. A very poor decision that the NFL left it up to the teams. Just should have, a player who's had cardiac arrest and had 2 attempts to bring him back to life on the field in front of all those athletes, that game should not have been allowed to continue right off the bat. Plain and simple. Very, very simple. Now, let's get back to the national championship game. I've got to love Shaquille O'Neal. I'm sorry. I do. And Shaquille now has to eat a horned frog after losing a TCU bet. He made a bet on the game. If Georgia defeated TCU on Monday, he would eat a horned frog. Unfortunately, they were never in the game. So guess what? Eat a horned frog. O'Neal made the bet last week on TNT's basketball broadcast. He said the only caveat there would be is that it has to be cooked fried. So it has to be a fried frog. Oh, Shaq, gotta love him. I'm sorry, you gotta love him. All right, let's move on now to the NBA and see what happened last night in the NBA. If we had any local teams play, yep. The Bucks defeated the Knicks 111-107. Celtics over the Bulls 107-99. That was the only local teams in action yesterday. Once again, let's go to the National Hockey League and take a look and see what happened yesterday with any local teams that might have played. No local teams played yesterday. Coming up today in the National Hockey League, the Rangers take on the Wild. The Devils take on the Hurricanes. The Stars and Islanders will clash. Those are the NHL games for today. And in NCAA men's basketball, top 25 action. Number 3, Purdue over Penn State, 76-63. Number 1, Houston defeated Cincinnati, 72-59. No other games were played, according to what I have in front here. All right. And, of course, we're getting set for a Super Wild Card Weekend. A Super Wild Card Weekend is what they're calling it. There's going to be games on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday. The Giants are playing on Sunday. Two games on Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening, and then the rest of the games split out on Sunday. And it just feels so strange to be a Giant fan and to be sitting here, and they're still playing football. They're still playing football. It's strange, but it feels good. And if the Jets had any luck at all, they lost a lot of games that were close. At one point, the Jets were 7-2 on the year. 7-2. And they have one of the best defenses in the league. One of the best. And unfortunately, that wound up 7-9. They lost their last seven games. And they lost the games in various ways. They just got on one of those streaks that start and just never seem to end. But hopefully next year they'll be back strong. And, of course, the New England Patriots did not make it this year. Who'd have thunk at the beginning of the year that the Patriots and Jets from around here wouldn't make it and the Giants would? Only a diehard Giant fan would have thought that. Only a diehard Giant fan, which I am. But I'll watch anybody playing football. I just love the game. Love the game. All right. Well, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. 65-7. 65-7 in the national championship game. They got to find a way to pick those teams to play, because obviously a combination of computers and sports writers picked a mismatch.